A tense war of words and referendums just got physical between two American allies in northern Iraq, with Kurds and Iraqi security forces fighting around the city of Kirkuk. According to a VOA reporter in Iraq, Iranian-backed popular mobilization units withdrew a few kilometers from their position south of Kirkuk late Sunday, allowing several Iraqi security force units to move in. At least one skirmish broke out overnight between Kurdish Peshmerga fighters and Iraqi forces moving into the area. And U.S. officials say that Iraq's counter-terror fighters have peacefully moved into Kirkuk's K-1 airbase and taken control.
As Iraqi security forces have advanced, we've seen a coordinated movement of Peshmerga withdraw from those areas. There was a little bit of shots fired this morning, but we see that as mainly an isolated incident.
As Iraqi military vehicles parade around the city, American officials are pleading for peace, asking both sides to focus on the fight to rid their country of Islamic State fighters instead of turning on each other.
We're not taking sides, but we don't like the fact that they're clashing.
U.S. troops are partnered with both Iraqi and Peshmerga fighters, and some are in the vicinity of Kirkuk. Officials confirm that Iraqi forces who recently entered Kirkuk were both trained and equipped by American forces. The U.S. military gave both Iraqi and Peshmerga forces American support on the stipulation that they would use it to only fight Islamic State. But expert Michael O'Hanlon says the U.S. government is not in a position to force the issue.
I don't think that we can expect people to honor a promise that was made under duress in the first place, because these groups all felt they were fighting for their lives. They were going to say what they needed to say, what they thought we wanted to hear.
He says the real winner of these clashes is Iran, whose influence in the country has grown as Americans lack the numbers there to replace Iranian-backed units, who, like the U.S.-led coalition, have worked alongside the Iraqis to defeat Islamic State. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.